Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
We've been joined by, I can say this now, after being runner-up a couple of times, he's finally broken through, the one and only Shane Van Gisbergen from Red Bull Holden. Congratulations, mate, on a wonderful, wonderful result yesterday.
Thanks a lot. Really appreciate it.
Is it great to finally get that monkey off your back after being the bridesmaid a couple of times in the last few years?
Yeah, it's certainly been really close. It's been tough, but had some great races up there. But, yeah, yesterday it just all fell into place, really. We had great strategy, took the lead just before halfway and can race.
Mate, you're known as the rain master. When the rain came down, the commentators and everyone else I was with watching the race said, this is Gizzy's to lose now because of you in the wet. And that's what most people are saying. Is that when it sunk, it was probably going to be your day?
Well, yeah, it certainly helped. I normally don't enjoy driving in the rain, but it did help us. The other guys were very cautious, and being behind them, I could use them as a marker for how much grip there was going to be. But once I got to the front, I was the pioneer, so they sort of caught back up. But, yeah, definitely had some grip once we were out front and were able to pull away.
Shane, the late Ayrton Senna once told me in an interview, he said that it's not the fact that he's a rain master, it's just that he would push it a little bit more in those wet conditions. Is that what you do?
No, I don't know how it sort of works, but there were some guys who were quicker. Definitely Fabian caught us a bit in the rain, but he just couldn't quite get through.
What about the last couple of safety cars? You must have thinking, oh, what's going on here? You know, you'd get the brake and then bang a safety car, you're brought back to the field and then bang another safety car when you've made a break again. Do you get frustrated, or is it just a matter of keeping it together?
Oh, yeah, it's certainly, you know, not that it was easy before, but we had it under control, and then the safety cars came out with sort of 10 laps to go and then straight after. So not frustrating. You just had to manage it. And certainly Cam Waters was on the attack. So, yeah, we just had to put the car in the right places, and you know, he couldn't have a shot at us.
What about strategy-wise? When did you think, honestly, in the helmet, in the car, when did you think you had it?
Oh, when I crossed the line. Yeah, it's, you know, we did control the race and manage it well the last half. But, yeah, it's never a certainty there until you get across the line, you know. So I've had times in the past where I thought it was ours, but, you know, nothing's ever certain there.
And it must be a great thrill for you to be a teammate with GT. I mean, he's a wonderful guy. It's his fourth Bathurst win. And he drove a stellar couple of stints too, didn't he?
Yeah, not wrong. We drove well together and enjoyed the way the car was driving with the setup we come up with our engineering team for the day. And yeah, the car just got better and better throughout the day. So his stints were excellent as well. No mistakes, and kept us at the front where we needed to.
And also the fact of giving Holden such an amazing send-off after a stellar partnership with teams like yourself. A nice feeling, a nice way to end.
Yeah, it's certainly a sad time to be, or see us as the last factory team or last factory representation for Holden. But, yeah, certainly proud we could get that result for their last one.
And, Giz, finally, a Bathurst champion. We could actually say that now. You've got your name on the Peter Brock Trophy. It must have been an extremely special moment for you, matey, that, you know, your talents have finally shone through and you are on the most famous race in the world, if not one of them anyway.
Yeah, it's really cool, you know. It hasn't sort of sunken in what it means yet, but you know, that's a race everyone in the field wants to win, and you know, that's up there with the championship for sure.
All right, well, Shane, now obviously some time off before you have to start testing and that and get ready for next year's championship and Bathurst once again, but thank you so much for your time, mate, and again, congratulations on breaking through and winning the Supercheap Auto 1000.
Thanks, mate, appreciate it.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.